This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.
Gentlemen, it's been 2 years since we've been back here. But let's do some introductions first. Rob Landis from Correlation.
Hi there.
Give a round of applause for Rob.
Nice.
And Jeff Dent from Correlation as well.
Very nice.
Built an audience here. All right, we like it.
Very nice.
So my first question I'm asking everybody, we're back in person, obviously, for 2022. Well, I want to get your thoughts. What's it like? What do you guys plan? Haven't planned? Mm-hmm. Rob, I'll let you go first.
Oh, I think we missed it quite a bit. It's really nice to get back together
no
and actually press the flesh. Mm-hmm. I'm really looking forward to the event that's coming in the next couple of days, just mm-hmm. be able to actually see friendly faces again. And there's just something lost when you're talking exclusively through Zoom tiles mm-hmm. and things. So it'll be good to be able to actually, yeah, get back together.
No doubt. Mm-hmm. Jeff, what are your thoughts getting back together in person?
I'm very excited. I think everybody missed that face-to-face, the side conversations that you get to have. It's one thing to go to a conference online or do your meetings, but you always get a lot out of the breakdown after mm-hmm. those meetings, right?
Yeah.
So
yep.
the events that we get to attend and all of those different one-on-one reactions and group interactions that we get. You get a lot out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You get a lot of perspective, and it's just nice being face-to-face.
Yeah, no doubt.
Out of the house for once.
No doubt. Right. I think we talked about this last time. It's like, it's the impromptu stuff. It's mm-hmm. the hallway talk, basically. You know, it's like you come out of a session, oh my gosh, what did you think about that topic? Or where do you see this going? Or what's working for you and what's not working for you? A lot of credit unions talking to themselves or each other about that type of stuff. So yeah, really exciting stuff. And it almost seems like, it was almost like a blink of an eye. We were here yesterday, but it was 2 years ago.
Yeah,
it's kind of a bizarre feeling. But
I keep wanting to say, oh yeah, last year, and I realized, two years ago. Last time was a while.
Yeah, but it's a very time warpy type of thing.
So
tell me about the credit union core, because obviously with the changes that we've been through, especially digitally, it's really evolved, for lack of better terminology. Jeff, I'll let you go first on this one. So what have you seen over maybe the last 2 years, how the core has evolved?
Well, I think a lot of it is being able to offer integrations as seamlessly as and quickly as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants to wait around in the technology world to be able to offer new products or feature functionality. And so there's a big push to be able to get those fintechs up and running as quick as possible. And built from the ground up, we knew that that was going to be the case. So we continue to focus and make sure that our API is at forefront of everything we do. And it has to be, because
mm-hmm.
it's the way the system
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the core is evolving, and building more in the core like we've done allows our clients to have more options as far as utilizing the feature functionality inside the core, or if they want to go ahead and offer features and functionality that are coming from other companies outside,
yeah.
is to bring that in. But at the same time, utilizing a single data set,
mm-hmm.
or you know, being the repository for all that information, because there's a ton of analytics.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of information so that they can tailor their decisions to whatever products and
mm-hmm.
features make the most sense for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no doubt. Rob, I want to get your take on that as well, from kind of the operations leadership type of side.
Sure. I actually find it kind of interesting, the discussion of how things are evolving and, you know, being digitized. And I actually, there's a lot of buzzwords around it. There's a lot of, kind of headlines to it. But I'd like to believe that we've been in front of this for quite a while. We've had the concept of building a really function-rich core and then making it extensible to anything that we knew about or
mm-hmm.
anything that we
mm-hmm.
hadn't really seen coming. And so to Jeff's point, it's been something that we've had built into Keystone from day one.
Exactly.
Having our API be, you know, absolutely anything you can do on our system, you can expose to be done through a third party.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, those are not new to correlation. It seems like there's some eyes being opened to the value of that. But
yeah, no doubt.
It's been nice to see others kind of realizing what I think was the special sauce all along.
Well, people talk about open banking, but it seems like you guys have been doing that, like you said, since day one. Mm-hmm. It's like, and this is, people were just talking about this 2 years ago. You know, it's like, hey, wait a minute, there's this company out there called Correlation that's been doing it since, you know, for the last 12 years.
Well, and the challenge that they're going to face is to try to catch up to, re-engineer so that, you know, their product can emulate. But again, we've had the benefit of seeing this from a long time coming. So we can just focus on our functionality, our core, making partnerships, starting to see what other opportunities are out there instead of focusing on kind of going back through the basics and the fundamentals and starting over.
Yeah. All right. We talked about history. Let's talk about the future. If we can get out our murky crystal ball, as murky as they are these days, what do you see coming around the corner, if at all? I mean, if that is, if you're able to do that, as murky as the crystal ball is these days, Jeff?
It's tough to say because there's a lot of things on the forefront, and you hear a lot about crypto nowadays. Mm-hmm. You hear a lot about, you know, the cloud. The cloud's obviously not going to go away. You know, we're looking at where is the industry really going to go? Because you can't just dive all in wholeheartedly into one methodology, but at the same time, making strategic business decisions that do make sense.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely think the cloud's going to be something that everybody has to look at. Everybody is looking
completely.
At something that we're positioning for and doing our due diligence on what kind of structure that is the best for, and even doing work with prospects to make sure that that's going to be a feasible solution for them when they choose correlation.
Mm-hmm.
As well as looking at what kind of offerings does it make sense for us to partner with or build into the core. And I think that's something that everybody needs to really look at. Does it make more sense to partner with somebody, or does it make sense to go ahead and build it yourself so mm-hmm. that you have the control and you have, you know, the roadmap in front of you that you can determine? All of those are part of what's falling into Keith's correlations decisions for where we're gonna go ahead and focus our efforts.
Yeah.
But at the same time, staying up front with the industry and understanding what kind of concerns, attending these kind of conferences and things like that really help us determine 6 to 18 months out.
Yeah. Job must be pretty exciting, Jeff, to see what's on the horizon each day and every day. It's something different every day. What an adventure.
Yeah, it's nice because we don't get complacent. And we kind of instill that in our employees.
No doubt.
Think outside the box and what can we do better? And once you get complacent, things start to kind of devolve, and you're not being you're not innovating anymore, and you kind of get stuck in your way. So it's exciting times.
Complacency and Blockbuster really kind of go together. So don't be complacent. So,
yeah.
Rob, what's your take on the future as well? So,
well, actually, I like something that Jeff said in his answer, that it's less about calling out what the next gadget, gizmo, shiny object will be. And what we've taken is a decision-making approach where, again, based on the technology we have, based on the corporate philosophy, we want to work together with our clients, with vendors. That's one reason we're so excited to be here, be able to have those conversations so that we can hear what are all their perspectives. We can collect that information. And again, to Jeff's point, we bring that into our decision-making process of where is the real value as opposed to the next, again, buzzy item, and then we can pour ourselves into that or partner if that's the better way to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lot of buzzy items out there.
There
for
are.
Sure. Gotta keep track of those. All right, hey, last question for you guys. Leadership changes. So really, this has been fascinating to watch and to see you guys, again, evolve. Not only has the core evolved, but the leadership has evolved as well. Jeff, you are now CIO, Chief Innovation Officer. So what is that? What does that entail? What's on the docket for you each and every day?
Kind of like what we just talked about. So in my new role, I'm not dealing with the day-to-day anymore. So I'm dealing with new feature functionality that's in the core, and creating partnering with the rest of individuals of correlation, but in innovative culture.
It's only
across the organization. Right, I know. We're just starting out.
Three more days to go, Jack.
And so not just with the product ourselves, but also with everything that we do. So anything from processes to being able to be more efficient inside correlation and servicing our clients, but at the same time, bringing our product to the next level and looking at what's out there, what's going to be the next big widget, whatever it is.
Buzzy
does
word.
Does it make sense to to go ahead and invest the time and money into it, or if there's something else? And then my team will go ahead and take that on and go ahead and produce new feature functionality.
Right.
The rest of the organization is going to be highly involved in this new department that we're structuring.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, by no means is it siloed. It's a company effort.
Good, good, good. Yeah. Rob, you are now president of Correlation.
I am.
And we've talked about this a couple of times already, and there's been the press releases and all that type of stuff, but I just want to kind of reiterate what your plans are, what's on the docket for you as well. And so,
well, mine's the opposite. I get to jump right into all the day-to-day so that
congratulations.
Jeff, John, Teresa can help to guide the organization from a strategic level. But I'm just really honored. I get to lead a very strong executive team. We've all been working together for a long time. We've created this really special dynamic. I talked earlier about kind of pulling together the best ideas from all sorts of sources, and I'll tell you, the executive team that we put together is built for that.
Yeah.
Has tremendous amount of experience inside our industry, outside our industry, a dedication to innovation. It's been a cultural value of ours. We've now put our org chart where our mouths are. We're really excited about the future, whatever it may hold.
Yeah.
And so to be able to bring that group together, and beyond that, our full client community, the vendor community, and have an opportunity to make an impact and read, react, and in many ways be proactive. It's just really exciting time.
Yeah. It's kind of like you guys reloaded with another all-star team. You know, it's just like, all right, here we go, more talent. So
it's
sky's the limit. Well, you're welcome. I know these people. They're great people, and they're very talented and very talented in what they do. So it's good stuff, and it's great for the industry. So when you have this type of talent together that can do things for credit unions that only, I don't know, make them that much better for their members. It's only good.
That's
right. It's all good all the way around. So.
Yeah. We have a lot of passion for what we do. It's a lot of fun.
I think so. Well, you guys do it well. So, all right, guys. Well, I'm going to let you get back at it because you got to get back upstairs and do your thing and be around people.
How sweet it is.
All right, Rob, Jeff, thank you so much. There they are. Yeah. All-star team at Correlation. Well done, guys.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders.